We are here at 21st and Park Place in Wichita, looking at the colorful mural designed and painted by Latino students at South High School under the direction of resident artist and cultural worker at the Seat House, Armando Minjares. Hi, Armando.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me out here. Now, tell us about this mural.
Sure. This mural was completely created and designed by students at South High School. It's a group of about 12 students, from freshmen to seniors, that decided to be vocal about immigration, and this is what they came with.
Describe it for us.
Okay, so you can see in the background the outline of the country, the United States, and then you see the Statue of Liberty right underneath it. There's a couple of hands that are reaching through a fence, through the freedom and the frustrations they can't reach. There's a couple right in the middle. One of them is wrapped with the Mexican flag. The other one is wrapped with the U.S. flag, which then turns into the U.S.-Mexico border. And then you see a group of teenagers, a group of dreamers.
You said dreamers. What are dreamers?
Dreamers are the undocumented immigrants, children that were brought here by their parents that have been fighting since 2004 with the introduction of the DREAM Act to have equitable access to higher education. You see a group of dreamers jumping over the fence, and that just speaks to the separation and the obstacles that the students and the dreamers face. And they worked so hard through high school, and once you reach that goal to go to college, you find out that you're unable to receive any kind of financial aid regardless of your achievements. So you really see all the struggles of those kids and their families.
You're talking about the park there with where they have their graduation hats on.
Right, so you have a group, it's just three students with their graduation hats on, and they're, which has become now a symbol for the Dreamers and the national immigration movement.
So this was actually put together by some sophomore students and some seniors at South High?
That's correct. In fact, when I started with them, they were all freshman students and a few juniors. And for the next several months, we found out that some of the students were undocumented. Some of them had already fixed the status, or they were the children of undocumented immigrants. And that's what the mural is all about. Two of the students, in fact, had to leave the country this summer to go back to Mexico to fix the immigration status. You know, they were thinking maybe a week they will be back, but that week could have been a month, could have been a year, could have been 10 years. We just don't know. Fortunately, both of them came back, but they were really scared. They went to a country that they never seen before. They were toddlers when they came to this country. So we decided to wait until they both came back, and so they can both be part of the mural, and they were.
How did this neighborhood near 21st and Park Place respond to the mural?
You know, the response has been really positive and amazing. Throughout our stay here painting the mural, there was countless amount of people that were stopped by. The cars will stop. They get out of the car and start telling about the orange immigrant stories, about how the neighborhood is changing and how colorful this corner is now. So it's become this central point where community is being activated. In fact, we have some of the neighborhood kids that stopped, and they ended up helping us paint the mural.
Take us back to the last paint stroke of the mural. When you finished the work and stepped back and took a look, what did you and the students think of the mural?
Well, you know what? It was amazing. The last stroke was when they actually got to sign the mural. They were signing their names. And I still remember it brought me back to the first day I talked to them, and we talked about the potential of doing a mural. And all of them couldn't see themselves doing it. They're like, you know, I don't know how to paint. I don't know how to draw. I don't think we can do this. And the moment they stepped back and saw it, they just couldn't believe it. They just said, we did it. And they were just so proud of themselves and so much effort they put into it.
Quite a celebration.
Absolutely. You know, and the fact that they decided the message of the mural, the images depicted in the mural and painting it, it was theirs 100%.
That's resident artist and cultural worker at the Seat House, Armando Minjares. Armando, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you very much. A pleasure.